Happy to have in studio with us Mike Murray. He's Director of Stewardship and Mission Services for the Diocese of Covington. Mike, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. I cannot believe that we are to a point where we are looking ahead to the season of Lent.
Isn't it wonderful?
But here we are. Yes,
indeed.
Matt
yes.
Swaim especially would be very pleased to hear this. And we're going to be talking about CRS Rice Bowl, which is a tried and true Lenten tradition these days. For those who are not familiar with it, though, what is it?
Sure. A Catholic Relief Service, which is the official international humanitarian agency of the Catholic community here in the U.S., has teamed with the Diocese of Covington and Catholic Charities to organize the fourth annual CRS Rice Bowl kickoff luncheon for our Catholic schools.
Oh, nice.
Students and teacher representatives from over 37 elementary and secondary schools in our diocese have committed to attend and learn more about local and international poverty issues and how they can help their schools actively participate in this year's CRS Rice Bowl. It is a Catholic Relief Service Lenten program, as you mentioned, for families and faith communities in the United States who want to put their faith into action. Through CRS Rice Bowl, participants are invited to hear stories about their brothers and sisters in need around the world and devote their Lenten prayers, fasting, and alms to change the lives of those who suffer in poverty.
Yeah, it is a fabulous campaign, particularly for school children. So I'm really glad to hear that school children will be involved in the Diocese of Covington. How did CRS Rice Bowl get its start?
Well, CRS Rice Bowl got its start in the early 70s. And it's a fascinating story because a group of people got together and wanted to help poverty issues in Africa. And from that effort came this Rice Bowl effort. And it caught on so quickly in the early 70 time frame that in, I'm going to say about 1976, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops decided to make it a national program. And it has been an amazing program during its 40-plus years of service. We've raised over $250 million for poverty issues. Amazing.
That's incredible. That is incredible. Do you have any idea? Do you know how many communities participate in Rice Bowl?
Yeah, there are over 14,000 parishes
wow.
and faith communities that are involved, and they're just doing amazing work at the local level.
So what are you doing at the Diocese of Covington to promote it?
Well, we have this Rice Bowl kickoff luncheon that we have scheduled for Friday, February the 15th. It's going to be at Bishop Howard Memorial Auditorium in Covington, which is a facility across the street from our Cathedral Basilica. And we've, as I said, we've invited our students in and our school representatives in, where we will gather them in the auditorium. They'll get a chance to learn more about Rice Bowl, about Lenten offerings. And then they hear a speaker who this year will be Daniel Mamamai, who is from Ghana in Africa, and talk about the poverty that he experiences in his country. And then we break up into groups where the students will have an opportunity to brainstorm about things they can do at their own school level, their own school community. And then they ultimately will take those ideas back. And then throughout Lent, they will be promoting Rice Bowl and doing wonderful things for their community.
Do you have any idea how many students will be attending this?
We are expecting about 160 students and school representatives. So we're very excited about the opportunity coming up to communicate and to educate them on Rice Bowl so they can then go back to their school communities.
So cool. So what are the main components of Rice Bowl?
Sure. It's pretty much Lenten alms go to alleviate hunger and poverty in our communities, both here and overseas. And 75% of the monies, by the way, do go to support CRS humanitarian programs around the world. We actually keep 25% that we can then use at the local level here in the United States. Some of the examples of the programs that are benefiting people across the world, you know, CRS does agricultural projects that help farmers improve harvests. They do water and sanitation projects that bring clean water to communities. They manage microfinance projects that support small businesses. They offer mother and child health projects that offer health and nutrition services to the people, and they sponsor education projects that provide resources and training. And it's just a very powerful program that takes place, and our students will have the opportunity to learn about that and then be able to take that information back to their school communities.
Yeah, and in short, CRS helping people get themselves out of poverty, that whole idea of, you know, if a man is hungry, do you give him a fish or do you teach him how to fish?
That is
and
so true.
And you can feed him for a lifetime by teaching him how to fish, and it's a beautiful program of solidarity that Catholic Relief Services does all around the world. You mentioned how many millions of dollars has been raised over the years?
Over $250 million has been raised. And you can imagine 75% of that number goes to overseas projects.
Yeah.
And then 25% stays in our community.
Yeah,
soup
so
kitchens,
important.
You know, such as that. So
And how many countries do you know benefit from Rice Bowl?
I believe they have, as of today, 45 countries that they have a presence in and benefit from the Rice Bowl efforts.
Very cool.
I would share with you, locally in the Diocese of Covington, we raise about $16,000 to $17,000 every year. And then that money, again, 75% goes overseas. We're able to keep about $4,000 of that money, 25%. And those go to diocesan ministries that are out in our community, soup kitchens and other ministries that support the poor.
It's just awesome. How can folks in the Diocese of Covington participate?
Well, I would initially recommend that they contact their pastor in their parish office, because many of our parishes are involved with CRS Rice Bowl. If they are parents of a child that's in our diocesan schools, I would encourage them to check with school administration to find out what their schools are going to be doing for Rice Bowl. We have our student representatives, which are 7th and 8th graders and high school students that are going to be learning about poverty issues and going back to the local community. So probably the school administration would be a good place for a parent to find out what is planned for their school.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to have the actual little bowls that they can put their coins in? That was always my favorite part growing up.
Yes, we do. And I remember those as well, too. And they were simple back in the day, and they're much more
advanced
today. And we have those supplies that are available. Schools and parishes have ordered those supplies. I have some supplies in my office that can share if they need additional supplies. So they're very much there on top of that.
So if listeners do want to get in touch with you to get some of those resources, if they need them, how do they do so?
Sure. I work in the Diocesan Curia office in Covington. The phone number would be 859-392-1500, or they're welcome to send me an email directly. My email would be my first initial and last name, so MMURRAY at, and we abbreviate Covington Diocese, COVDIO.org. And I and my staff would be happy to help.